She was reluctant to admit that the more she worried about it, the warmer she felt. Maybe her heart was beating faster, or her walking pace was picking up as the sun began to set, and she realized that all of her whining about dying in the cold might come true if she didn't hurry the hell up. Allison reached out, bracing herself against a tree so that she could pick her way past a tangle of roots that dipped into the water. The bark was wet and spongy under her fingertips. A customer had sent back a hamburger at lunch today because he said the bun was too spongy. He was a big, gruff man in full hunting gear, not the sort of guy you'd expect to use a delicate word like spongy. He had flirted with her, and she had flirted back. And then when he left, there was a 50-cent tip on his $10 meal. He'd actually winked at her as he walked out the door, like he was doing her a favor. She wasn't sure how much more of this she could take. Maybe her grandmother had been right. Girls like Allison didn't go to college. They found work at the tire factory, met a guy, got pregnant, got married, had a couple of more kids, then got divorced, sometimes in that order, sometimes not. If she was lucky, the guy didn't beat her much. Was that the kind of life Allison wanted for herself? It was the kind of life that was written in her blood. Her mother had lived it. Her grandmother had lived it. Her Aunt Sheila had lived it until she pulled a shotgun on her Uncle Boyd and nearly took his head off. All three